Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. I'm William English, and my guest is, again, DJ Hybridist, known occasionally as Sandra Cross. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Hello, William.
Thank you for helping me with this.
It's a pleasure.
I don't know what we're doing today. Remind me who I am again.
Well, you're a man and I'm a woman, and it's something to do with St. Valentine's Day, so we thought it might be quite interesting for each of us to play different tracks.
Yeah.
I've selected all male tracks. You've selected, I believe, all female tracks.
Why have you got the male and I've got the female?
Well, it's then because...
Did I draw the short straw there, or is this... You wanted the men, didn't you, really?
Well, I just thought it was a way of talking about the differences between what women like to listen to and what men like to listen to. Maybe
it's that sort of thing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming that, well, it won't always be the case, but these men will be singing to women, or they might be singing to other men, of course. But
right.
Generally,
yeah.
You know, I think that's the thing. And you've got the women...
Yeah. And this is because it's Friday the 13th today.
It is.
Which is superstitious and unlucky, but yeah. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
That's right.
So, and then the show repeats on Sunday,
yeah.
Which will be the day after the night before.
That's right. So we've got a long way to go.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not making too much of Friday the 13th. I don't really
No,
like
I think
it.
We're going to skip over that.
Yeah.
I was going to play a track by... I sort of looked up various tracks that might have been appropriate.
Yeah.
And I found a Northern Soul track by someone called Patience Valentine, which was called Unlucky Girl,
right.
Which might have been appropriate, but I didn't like it.
Oh, well, that's good enough, isn't it? I mean, so, you should at least like it.
Exactly, yeah. So I haven't bothered with that one.
Okay.
And also, I don't know which tracks you've chosen.
No, that's...
And you don't know which tracks I've
chosen.
That's
right. We've had no conversation about...
Apart from one. We have settled on one for the end.
And that was more to do with timing than anything
exactly.
else.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. All right. So your first track is actually on a cassette.
Okay.
Which might sound a bit muddy and raw, but that's the way you quite like
well
that,
do,
don't you?
It may well do, yes.
Let's see.
I think it's part of the piece that it's muddy and raw too.
Is it? Okay. Let's see what happens. God, that's muddy and raw. Gosh. We might have to talk over this one.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's... Yes. It's muffled, but still. I vaguely recognise it. This is a Northern Soul track, isn't
that's
it?
That's right, yeah. It's Daryl Banks.
Right.
Singing a song called Open the Door to Your Heart. I mean, it sounds like as if it was...
He's singing from about 100 yards away, but...
Yeah, and it sounds like it was recorded in medieval times. but in fact, it was recorded in the sort of early 2000s when Stuart McConey did an incredible series of programmes called All Singing, All Dancing.
Uh-huh.
He knows all about it because he used to go to Wigan Casino and so on.
Right.
I do have an interest in some Northern Soul.
Yeah.
I quite like this one because it's in the book Northern Soul Top 500 by Kev Roberts.
Uh-huh.
It comes out at number 63.
Oh, really?
Which makes it a bit...
Number 63 favourite, as it were.
Yeah, or 500. The one being Do I Love You? Yes, I Do,
in brackets, by
Frank Wilson, which apparently changes hands for about £15,000.
Right.
It's so rare.
Yeah.
What I quite like about this one is it's sluggish. It's, you know, whereas with a lot of Northern, obviously the rhythm is really hyper, you know, to do that dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
And Do I Love You, the Frank Wilson, is incredibly tight.
Yeah, yeah. So is this, do you think this is a romantic song?
I think it's an appeal.
Right.
It sort of opens up the conversation.
Oh, right.
It's the prelude. It's a sort of imploring, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
Open up your heart.
Yeah. It would be if he came closer.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he won't go on for very much longer.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Ed, for any listeners.
All right. So shall we play your next cassette track, or shall I sort of slip mine in between?
Well, I think the also part of the arrangement was if you felt that it was a companion piece to what you've just heard.
It isn't.
Okay. Shall we play the next one then? Because okay. This really is a bit fuzzy.
It's all right. Okay. All right. A lot of people feel you. Well, that was. I don't know what happened there. That was kind of.
Now, you know, we've both been through a lot today. And that's why we need to just sit back and.
Does this make sense?
Enjoy this.
Yep.
So if you'll choose me, then you're my choice tonight.
Well, he sounds a bit closer.
You really got me.
Right.
Look out, girl, show gonna be a
heaven night.
Choose.
This is Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah, this is Teddy Pendergrass from a CD called Love Language.
Right.
I have to say that both Daryl Banks and Teddy Pendergrass had unfortunate incidents, which I suppose makes them a bit Friday the 13th-ish. Daryl Banks was shot in suspicious circumstances in 1970, and Teddy Pendergrass had a terrible car crash in the early 80s, in which he was paralysed.
Oh no, really?
Substantially.
Oh crikey.
He used to be the lead singer with Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes.
Right.
The Philly sound, which was a sort of.
Yeah. So did they survive? I mean, what happened to Daryl Banks? Did he die? Yeah, he died. Okay.
Oh. But Teddy Pendergrass survived until 2010, apparently.
Right, okay.
But severely disabled.
Right. I always associate him with that track, Let's Take a Shower Together or something.
Or Love TKO.
Right.
Oh, girl, take this love. I said you got me, baby. Yeah.
You're my choice tonight.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Come on, choose me, baby. Ooh, choose me, baby.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Come on, choose me, baby.
Would you do that? Would you do that for me? God, you sound so good. I got a love design made with us in mind, and it's ready to be tried.
It's ready to be tried.
It's an all-night plan for love making, as much as we can stand. Ooh, girl, show feels right to me.
You're
you and you, baby. You and you, you and you, baby.
What
a
delight.
Yeah.
Downright heavenly.
Hey, hey, yeah. Why don't you take this love?
Let it fly.
All this love,
yeah.
Oh, I wanna make love. All right. Show that you.
You're my choice tonight.
Whatever you want. Whatever.
How about you, baby? Come on, choose me, baby.
I got the plan, baby.
Would you do that?
Choose me, he's saying.
Yes. One of the reasons I like this track is to do with a film that I really enjoy.
That's what I thought. It put me in mind.
An Alan Rudolph film.
Right.
I'm not sure which came first, the film or the track, but right. Alan Rudolph uses it in a very ironic and humorous way, because the storyline is about the storyteller played by Keith Carradine.
Yeah.
Nobody knows, the two principal females One is a radio show host called Dr. Love, played by Genevieve Bourgeois. At a time when that was really, this is going back to the 80s, so that was really quite a novelty then.
Yeah.
And the other one is a nightclub owner called played by Leslie Ann Warren. And the opening sequence is just this music set against the flashing neon light that says bar, bar, bar.
Yeah.
And these two women just get completely, they know he's lying all the time, but they are, you know, just caught up in his.
Is the film called Choose Me?
It is.
Indeed.
Yeah.
After, to do with the track, do they play Teddy Prendergrass
in the opening sequence?
Exactly.
That's it.
That's not the. Is that the one where, is it Keith Carradine goes through that extraordinary, as the film progresses?
No, that's Trouble in Mind.
Ah. Different film, but
same filmmaker.
Right.
Yeah, he is a bit of a. Alan Rudolph used. Keith Carradine quite a lot.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to play one of my tracks now.
Okay,
it's my turn. So
does this fit with the other with that one then?
Not in the slightest. No.
Told him a completed portrait of Picasso. If I told him, would he like it? Would he like it if I told him? Would he like it? Would Napoleon? Would he like it? If Napoleon, if I told him, would he like it if I told him, if Napoleon? Would he like it if Napoleon, if I told him? If I told him, if Napoleon, if I told him? If I told him, would he like it if I told him? Now, not now, and now. Now, exactly as kings, feeling full for it.
Well, as it's Friday the 13th, that is, of course, the wrong track.
Yes, I thought it was rather...
I mean, it was a bit oblique.
Off-piste.
Oblique by any standards, but it actually should be...
I was thinking maybe, is it Gertrude Stein?
It is indeed, but it is Gertrude Stein, but the one I'm supposed to be playing is to do with a Valentine, and it's called A Valentine to Sherwood Anderson.
Uh-huh.
So we'll try again.
A Valentine to Sherwood Anderson. Idem the same. I knew, too, that through them. I knew, too, that he was through. I knew, too, that he threw them. I knew, too, that they were through. I knew them. I knew to them. If they tear a hunter through, if they tear through a hunter, if they tear through a hunt and a hunter, if they tear through the different sizes of the six, which are these. A woman with a white package under one arm and a black package under the other arm, and dressed in brown with a white blouse. The second, St. Joseph, the third, a hunter in a blue coat and black garters and a plaid cap. A fourth, a knife grinder who is full-faced, and a very little woman with black hair and a yellow hat, and an excellently smiling, appropriate soldier. All these as you please. In the meantime, examples of the same lily. In this way, please, have you rung. What do I see? A very little snail, a medium-sized turkey, a small band of sheep, a fair orange tree, all nice wives are like that. Listen to them from here. Oh, you did not have an answer? Here? Yes. A very Valentine. Very fine is my Valentine, very fine and very mine. Very mine is my Valentine, very mine and very fine. Very fine is my Valentine and mine. Very fine, very mine, and mine is my Valentine. We were able to notice that each one in a way carried a bundle. They were not trouble to them, nor were they all bundles, as some of them were chickens, some of them pheasants, some of them sheep, and some of them bundles. They were not a trouble to them, and then indeed we learned that it was the principal recreation. And they were so arranged that they were not given away, and today they were given away. I will not look at them again. They will not look for them again. They have not seen them here again. They are in there and we hear them again. In which way are stars brighter than they are? When we have come to this decision, we mention many thousands of buds, and when I close my eyes, I see them. If you hear her snore, it is not before you love her. You love her so that to be her beau is very lovely. She is sweetly there, and her curly hair is very lovely. She is sweetly here, and I am very near, and that is very lovely. She is my tender sweet, and her little feet are stretched out well, which is a treat, and very lovely. Her little tender nose is between her little eyes, which close, and are very lovely. She is very lovely, and mine, which is very lovely. On her way. If you can see why she feels that she kneels, if you can see why he knows that he shows what he bestows, if you can see why they share what they share, need we question that there is no doubt that by this time, if they had intended to come, they would have sent some notice of such intention. She and they, and indeed the decision itself, is not early dissatisfaction. Let us describe. Let us describe how they went. It was a very windy night, and the road, although in excellent condition and extremely well graded, has many turnings. And although the curves are not sharp, the rise is considerable. It was a very windy night, and some of the larger vehicles found it more prudent not to venture. In consequence, some of those who had planned to go were unable to do so. Many others did go, and there was a sacrifice. Of what shall we? A sheep, a hen, a cock, a village, a ruin, and all that. And then, that having been blessed, let us bless it.
Okay, well, that was Gertrude Stein, a Valentine to Sherwood Anderson.
Who is Sherwood Anderson?
He was another poet, I think.
Uh-huh.
Portraits and Prayers, 1934.
Oh, really?
Apparently recorded in New York, 1934.
Uh-huh.
So that's probably the nearest I've got to a Valentine recording.
Oh, right.
Recording.
So that's one of Gertrude Stein's original pieces of poetry?
Yeah.
Written
or writing, prose. I don't
uh-huh.
know if she wrote like that anyway. I don't know
yes.
if she called it a poem or prose writing
no.
or what. But
yes, I suppose it's more akin to prose, isn't it? But
yeah.
obviously it does have that poetic
It has a sort of
side.
Circular kind of rhythm
yes.
to it.
That's right. It is nice when it's repeating, when the line's being repeated.
Okay. We have to, apart from it being Friday the 13th of Valentine's Day tomorrow, we have this impending fundraising perfect storm, I suppose we could call it.
Well,
all
it
these
goes,
things coming together.
Yes.
I have to ask you to once again read out this statement as you did
okay,
last
well,
week.
Okay, well, I'll just strictly read what's before me, which says, Resonance 104.4 FM's annual fundraising week started on the 9th of February and it runs until the 15th, which is this Sunday. With the funds, we aim to trial a DAB service overhaul our website and increase the range of our FM broadcast beyond central London. Details of the fundraiser, events and listings for our annual auction can be found at fundraiser.resonance.fm. And then I think there's a phone number here as well.
There's sort of post-it with a phone number on it.
Post-it with a phone number on it, which is 0207 407 1210.
We've no idea what this number is.
Well, hopefully it leads you to somebody at a desk who says, give us your money.
Yeah, exactly. Give us the money. That's the idea. And it's there is this fundraising auction. Lots of items are on eBay. Sandra, who is my guest this week, donated a vinyl LP called the Ems Bar Recordings. And you've signed a copy. The vinyl is quite rare now, unlike the CD is readily available. Can you give us just a brief rundown of what the content of this record is?
Yes, well, it's a series of recordings that I made on a train journey from Leicester to London over a period of about a year, in around about 2006-07. And it's the recordings of the buffet car announcements.
Yeah.
And the buffet car was, it no longer exists, hasn't existed for 2 or 3 years.
Hmm.
Cutbacks, I expect, was called the Ems Bar. And
so that's like two capital M's for Midland Main Line,
yeah,
I suppose.
And you get this, voice telling you what was available, where it was available, in coach, air, four, whatever, make your way down. And each person who read it out usually sounded like a different person. And each person would give it their own personal inflection.
Okay.
And I think in some ways it was sociologically quite fascinating.
Yeah, 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 and still is.
Mm.
And one of these LPs is on eBay at the moment, and it looks like there's 10 minutes left. It's reached £17. There have been 7 bids, but there's only 9 minutes left as I speak. There's a countdown for this. So if you go to the Resonance website, click on whatever it is, auction or something, and then there's a link to items on eBay, and that's the Ems Bar Recordings. And there's dozens and dozens of other things, but as I look at them on this screen, one has already been sold. There's a sort of time limit on each thing. So the Ems Bar Recordings has about 8 minutes left. We've got another track now. So let me just play. This is your next choice of record. Nice crackly vinyl.
Yeah. Ancient.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head over you. Over you. I want you to want me. I need you so badly. I can't think of anything.
That's Little Anthony and the Imperials.
That's right, yeah, from 1964.
Right.
It has a sort of feeling of Spectre, doesn't it? I suppose the two things were going together at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
I guess Spectre started earlier with the Ronettes and so on.
Right.
It isn't a Spectre one.
Is it Tamla Motown?
It isn't, no.
No.
DCP International.
Oh, okay. Right.
Whoever they are. I don't think we ever heard of Little Anthony again.
No.
But he's got this... I mean, at first when you hear the voice, you think it's female voice.
Exactly.
Almost, don't you? It's incredibly high falsetto.
Yeah. And is that a personal favourite of yours?
I love the way it rises to the end. The end is the favourite part, really.
Right.
Where he really does sound as if he's going out of his head.
Yes. Is this a favourite theme of yours?
People
going out of their heads?
Well, not especially, no. But I think it's a good curio. You know, it's the whole concept of going out of your head, being driven wild with passion, jealousy and envy and whatever else it is.
Right.
It's good material for a song.
Okay. All right. Well, it's my choice now. Bit of a hum, but still.
Toi et moi, nous vivons dans la ville. Nos cœurs depuis longtemps, longtemps ont le rythme des rues. Parmi tous ces regards qui se croisent et défilent, les nôtres par hasard cessent d'être inconnus. Aujourd'hui c'est toi, aujourd'hui c'est moi, aujourd'hui l'amour nous a pris par le bras. Et tant pis si ça va trop vite, puisque l'amour nous invite
à vivre perdument ce qui nous attend. Aujourd'hui c'est toi, aujourd'hui c'est moi. Et tant pis si ça va trop vite, puisque l'amour nous invite à vivre éperdument ce qui nous attend.
Any comment?
Well, you have the language of love supreme there, don't you? I mean, it doesn't matter what she's saying.
Oh, good.
Just sounds amazing.
Good. Oh,
it's
right.
French.
Indeed, yes. I had to stop myself. Most of my choices were going to be French, and I thought, no, not too much French.
Yes.
Do you recognise it?
I didn't know.
You didn't?
No.
You didn't know that? Okay. But now I show you the LP cover, of course.
Yes.
It's from Un homme et une femme, which with my perfect French means a man and a woman.
Mm.
Did you ever see the film?
I have seen it, yes.
Yeah. Any memories of it? Or?
Well, just that it's full of terrible loss and yearning and longing. And because there's a car accident, isn't there?
Exactly.
There's a car crash.
Yeah, we have more car crashes.
Actually, I thought we got into the parts.
Well, actually, it's about racing. There's a race, you know, there's this car driving. And interestingly, I mean, Claude Lelouch, he also made quite an interesting film before that about a guy driving a car through Paris at high speed.
Oh, that's the most fantastic film.
And it's about sort of 15 minutes or something. And the car hurtles through the streets of Paris, and it's not faked. It's not.
Yes.
It's not sort of.
What's that
which
called?
You, I don't know.
No.
But you couldn't do it now, of course,
no.
because they wouldn't let you. But the streets are virtually deserted. So he's probably driving at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And the car hurtles all the way through the streets of Paris for like 15 minutes, and then he arrives at his destination at the top of some steps, I think in Montmartre, and of course it's a rendezvous with a woman. And in A Man and a Woman, it's about race. There are racing drivers. I'm not sure there's a crash in it as such, or perhaps there is. Perhaps her, I can't remember anymore, actually.
Mm.
Quite an interesting film, though. The theme music, I can't stand, the yabba-dabba-da, yabba-dabba-da.
Yeah, the locations are very good, I seem to remember. I think it's Deauville or Trouville, one of those northern French... coastal areas.
Jean-Claude Trintignant and Anouk Aimée,
yes,
of course.
Anouk Aimée.
Whose first feature was in that Franju film, La Tête contre le Mur.
Yes, but most famously for most people, probably Lola, the Jacques Rivette.
Jacques Demy, sorry. Right.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
Jacques Demy.
How could
I get that mixed up?
Les Parapluies de Cherbourg.
Yes.
That was another one I was going to play, but decided against it. Another French melancholic, sort of tinged with sadness.
Yes.
In fact, I think most of my choices tended to be a bit melancholic.
Uh-huh.
Because, as I said before, I'm a downtown, downbeat guy, and you're... You're the uptown, up-tempo woman, of course.
Oh, maybe.
Which put you in mind of that song, you were slightly embarrassed. But that itself, you had a little story about that?
Well, I don't know. It's just trivia. It's pub trivia quiz stuff, isn't it?
Let's hear it.
I do not like Billy Joel, but somehow I know that song he wrote for a woman that he was married to, who was the first of these people that were ludicrously called supermodels.
Uh-huh.
And she was blonde and, you know, fair and amazing. And he felt slightly not quite up to the dizzy heights that he thought that she occupied.
Okay.
So that was why it's called Uptown Girl and Downtown, however he describes himself. I have to say, I don't like the song at all.
Don't
I'm
you?
I'm not a Billy Joel fan. I have to say that.
You said it. It's always stuck in my mind, the title of the song, the Downtown Downbeat Guy and Uptown Uptempo Woman, which is, of course, is like a bit like you and me, of course.
Very funny.
Okay.
But anyway, now we've got the glass half full again.
Yes. Okay.
Because I think actually the next one does, in its romantic feeling does sort of fit with your previous choice.
Does it?
From A Man and a Woman.
Oh, fine. So they do. Okay. Shall we just go with that?
Mm. Well, that was Boz Scaggs from an album called Fade Into Light from 2005. What I like about it is it's lush and it's seductive. And also, I think the storyline is something along the lines of he knows this woman. He's seen what's happened to her in the past and he's just waiting, okay, in a way, for the opportunity to show her how he feels.
I see. Okay, good.
I'll be the one. I'll be the one.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Just to recap, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. And it's Friday the 13th, and tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And this show repeats at 9 o'clock on Sunday, which will be the day after the night before. And it's also fundraising week, stroke, probably month, actually. And the Ems Bar Recordings, bidding has now ended on that. That went for £17, having received 7 bids. That's not bad. Mm. Signed LP, issued on Trunk Records. The next item coming up on the auction is an Asmus Tietjens 4K 7 Germany vinyl on demand, white vinyl LP 12 inches. And that has already got a bid of £99.
Gosh.
Yes, having received 35 bids.
Wow.
There's 2 hours left on that one. But that one is doing well. That's raising some money, isn't it? The other item that Wavelength donated, we could talk briefly about that, is an oil painting by the Israeli artist Menachem Geffen.
Uh-huh.
And that so far is up to £51 with a reserve of £100.
Oh, excellent. How many bidders are there on that?
There's 3 bids so far.
Okay.
But we're quite ambitious for that. We're hoping
yes.
it will receive...
well, I think, yes. I mean, it's a good piece of work, isn't it?
It's
very much of its time. And, you know, it's not often you... Well, I mean, it's not... I don't know how much sort of work by Israelis we get onto the market in this country. I think it's... You know, it's very much something to take a chance on, I think.
Absolutely. Mm. It's oil on canvas, 2 feet by 3 feet, portrait of a woman, exhibited at Victor Musgrave's Gallery 1 around about 1960. So again, you can find that on the Resonance website by scrolling through the eBay auction list. So that was Boz Skaggs last, and now it's my turn.
Okay.
Because to remind people, you're choosing male singers and I'm choosing female
Okay, and we don't know what the other has chosen.
We don't know what we've chosen. Gertrude Stein's hardly a singer, but anyway.
Le parfum sucré de vos roses s'évapore, et moi je compose. Vous ne m'aurez jamais donné que le baiser du condamné. Sweet hand is just how I would feel to you if you could only touch me now. Just a ghostly paper sigh till you kiss me back to life. I'm soon to breathe the roses bloom. A thousand kisses say say you'll never die, but only fancy room, and then they sing to you. A thousand kisses say goodbye, and then they say you'll never die, but only fancy room, and then they sing to you. All your flowers fill my room, sing to me their happy tune, like nature's flower destined to die. A thousand hungry flowers loving you for hours and hours soon smothers me so tenderly. Bye, bye. A thousand kisses say goodbye, and then they say you'll never die, but only fancy room, and then they sing to you. A thousand kisses say goodbye, and then they say you'll never die, but only fancy room, and then they sing to you. My lips are open wide, stretched so far apart, searching for that last kiss, with my hands pressed tight to my heart. A thousand hungry flowers, loving you for hours and hours, soon smothers me so tenderly. A thousand kisses say goodbye, and then they say you'll never die, but only fun.
Well, I noticed you pulling faces and squirming a bit and almost produced the sick bag, I think.
Not quite true. It did sound as if it was a song about necrophilia at one stage, though.
Really?
You know, yes, kiss me back to life. And all these flowers.
Never occurred to me.
Crikey. And also, I have to say, I mean, this reliance on Frenchness is just...
Yeah, well, that's may we.
What can I do?
What can
you
do?
Mon Dieu.
So do you recognise anything? Do you know anything about that one?
I don't know. I only know some French singers. They don't surface. Sylvie Vartan or Françoise Hardy.
Got it. That's it. It's Françoise Hardy. And that was written by Françoise Hardy, French lyrics.
I'm amazed someone would write a song like that, covered in all these flowers and... Oh.
She's French, isn't she?
Yes.
That's she wrote the lyrics.
Yes.
And it's Malcolm McLaren, of course.
Right.
It's a Malcolm McLaren production.
It is saved by the production, which is offset. That the extreme sweetness of the lyric is counterbalanced by the production itself, I think.
Yeah, but it's not to your taste, is it?
It's made to my taste because the...
Because of the production.
Because of the production, really.
Right. Because this is from called Revenge of the Flowers.
Uh-huh.
this was a CD with just two tracks on it. But in fact, I've also got the double CD, which is Malcolm McLaren Paris, which includes Catherine Deneuve singing and Françoise Hardy. And they do a version of that Je t'aime moi non plus with the sort of heavy breathing.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Jane and Serge.
And Serge, yeah. All right, so now it's back to your choice.
Okay.
Should we just launch into it?
Okay.
So, darling, tell me that you'll be true. There's no doubt in my mind, I know what I want to do. And just as true as one and one is two, I know I'll take care of you. Take care of you. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you.
That's a great track.
Yeah, that was Gil Scott-Heron from the last album he did called I'm New Here. And there's something really sad in so many ways about his life. The idea that, you know, this was the last thing that he made, and he was really, I think he'd been to jail again, and, you know, he was rescued from virtual destitution. You know, this great poet. He's a fantastic musician and poet. The idea that he would be singing I'll Take Care of You is just almost too heartbreaking, really.
Okay, well, that was a nice track.
Yeah, that was from 2010, by the way. That was the last album he made.
Right, right. Well, our sort of last... We should launch into these two tracks, and that leaves us,
really?
That will leave us a couple of minutes at the end to perhaps... we might play that at the end. Because we've got to this sort of strange... I'm going to try and blend my track into yours.
Okay.
And your next track is about 7 minutes long, I think.
Right.
So we better get on with these. Do you want to give an introduction to this?
Well... You think we're there already?
I do, because especially if you want to play the other track at the end. Yeah, we need to get on with it. I'll get it running whilst you're thinking.
Right.
I want you to know that joy. like sunshine and rain. Sing along with me, children. Joy and pain. I like sunshine and rain. Sing it with me right now. Joy and pain. I like sunshine and rain. Ain't it the truth right now? Joy.
About what really causes breakups. You ever notice how fast a person tries to pretend he's gotten over losing his woman, or a woman over losing her man? I don't even like instant coffee, so instant love definitely will not do, honey. I mean, common sense ought to tell you that when you're already down on the ground, you can't pick up nothing but dirt. At least wait until you get up on your feet so you can reach for a stop. And you ever notice how you're supposed to be buddies help you out of your relationship? Man, if that had been me, I'd have been gone. I wouldn't take no mess off no woman. I ain't cooking, I ain't cleaning up. It's woman's work. Yeah, I bet if you just tip up on him sometime unexpectedly, you catch that same big mouth man changing diapers and doing anything else he can find for his little hands to do. You see, some men have better sense than others. They save the baby's back for the real deal, you know what I mean? And maybe you just ought to just pack up your few little clothes you got, get your little act together, try to call a woman up, see if she'll take you back. Try to go home, back home. You know, that is if you still can. Little do they know, little do they know, it's only the beginning of pain. Oh, 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 you feel the pain.
Not a bad blend, pain with pain.
Yes.
We had joy and pain.
Well, we had upbeat and then we went downbeat.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that was my response to your... this, of course, is Betty Wright.
Right.
The extended version of Pain.
Uh-huh.
From, I don't know when, the 80s, I suppose.
I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah. Any good?
Yeah. Yeah.
With reservations.
Yes.
The high-pitched scream is quite something to behold.
Yes, yes, she's got a great voice. I don't know what else she did. I just know this one, I think.
Well, she goes way back, doesn't she, to Clean Up Woman and all of that, back in the 60s,
right.
In fact. But we are rapidly entering the last... I'm afraid we can try and play your last track, but it'll have to be curtailed at some point.
Right.
Just to say that this week is the fundraising auction for Resonance. We're looking for donations, and if you go to the website, you'll see a whole list of things to bid on eBay. And the latest thing, the thing that's running at the moment, is an Asmus Teachins LP, which presently stands at £99. It has 2 hours left, but then there's a whole queue of other items waiting for you to bid. So please do bid on something, or just donate a small amount to help Resonance stay on air. You've been listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM with this week's guest Sandra Cross, who was choosing male records and I was choosing female records for Valentine's Day. And we're going to end with the last choice is yours, Sandra.
Yeah, Jack Bruce, Directions Home.
Shouldn't we be soaring by now? setting fire.